I'm Christine Gates, and I'm here discussing the life of Ivy Gladys Jeske, who is the fourth generation from the first mother Gottlieb. So the first question is, tell me about your life as a young child. What can you remember?
Well, I can remember from a few things from when I was about 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
I can remember going to meet my one sister, Yvonne, when she was coming home from school on her pony.
And where was this?
This was at from Arthurton on our farm, York Peninsula.
What about the highlights or challenges during your teenage years? Can you remember something that happened during your teenage years?
Well, perhaps I should go back. When I was 11, my second to older sister, Thelma, passed away.
So that would have been traumatic.
It was, really. And in 1943, November, my father passed away suddenly.
So how old were you then?
He was coming 49.
And you, how old were you?
13.
Wow. So a lot of trauma in those years.
I say, yes, I suppose you would say that. And then in 1949, our mother passed away.
So how old were you then?
19.
Wow. So where did you spend those years after that?
We stayed on the farm, as our father had no sons. We were left with the land. And father also had a property on Eyre Peninsula at Yalana, which he visited every so often to keep things going there. But with father passing so young, what their father had borrowed money to buy that property, we had to sell it. But and the man that had helped us with him with the money at the time, we left him go with half of that property on Eyre Peninsula for the payment he had loaned my dad.
So that sounds like a lot of loss in those early years.
Well, it was, yes.
So then who was the biggest influence in your life when you were young? Who's the person who stood out as being someone you were close to?
Well, it was only my sister Yvonne and I were so close together.
Right.
So Mavis married in 1945, which did not turn out very nice.
And so how old were you when you got married?
25.
No.
More than 55 we got married, that's right. 56, our first baby was born.
So before you got married, did you do any paid work in that time?
I only helped in a couple of friends' places with domestic housework.
Right.
Yeah, that's all.
And that was the norm at that stage of time. That would have been more domestic work at home rather than paid work outside of home.
Yes.
Right. And then you got married at 25. And so family life would have taken over.
Yes. And we first lived in Brinkworth.
All right, so where's that?
In a fair area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We first lived in Brinkworth when we got married. 1956. I think David would have been 3 months old when we discovered we going to start out on our own, and we bought a property. My husband Eric and I, we bought our first property down at Wolseley in the southeast.
Oh, wow.
And I've still got that. That's still mine.
It's probably still yours.
Yes, because it cannot be sold until I die.
That's extraordinary. So who's looking after the property now?
Well, my sons have been doing that.
Right.
And, of course, that will be half of David's inheritance when I go. And the other half is elsewhere.
Right. So there's a long history with that land.
Well, there is. And we only, Eric's father did not help him. So we knew we were on our own.
Mm.
So we only dealt with the bank and ourselves. That's all we did.
So during that time, as a younger person, what kind of leisure activities did you enjoy doing?
I was happy.
Well, you're working too hard to do.
I was happy to be home as my little family started coming along.
Yeah.
Church life was the main thing.
Right. So tell me a bit about the church life.
Well, just church members. I never really was involved in any other way, not down there anyway. It was only when we shifted to Tintinara area, we went to the Canalpin Church, I just helped like with funeral services or catering and a few things like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't involved in any other things because I just was happy to be home with my family.
That sounds
milking your cows and making butter.
Yeah, we did that for many years.
Were you cooking?
Yeah, so farm life is full on. So what about the challenges? What are the biggest challenges in your life that you would have faced? Sounds like in the early life there were some really big challenges.
Yes, I suppose it was in a way. What can I say there?
Sounds like the early life there were some challenges in dealing with loss and grief.
Yes, well, that had been the worst in a way.
Yeah.
No doubt, you know, at such a young age.
Yes. But it sounds like the family life was a very positive experience.
That was a very good and the best experience.
Yeah. So that's, and it's obvious you've got very happy, confident children.
Yes, I have. And they all look after me very well. David and Elaine, the oldest son and his wife, they shifted to Catherine in the Northern Territory. When was that? About 87, I think. Yeah, I think it was about 1987. So in those first years of them being up there, I visited quite often, really. Well, Eric and I both went up just after they had shifted up there.
Mm-hmm.
It was their choice to shift from the family business and be on their own. And, of course, then I had the other three boys, which are still the farmer's sons, and this little possum here.
Mm-hmm. So children?
Yes, four boys.
One girl.
Yep.
And the girl, the youngest.
Yes.
Definitely not the spoiled one.
No, I think we spoiled any of them in particular.
Yeah. So the issue about ageing, what have been the highlights and challenges in the ageing process? Because it's always an interesting one, particularly for baby boomers that are going through that now. So what's that been like for you? It sounds like family life, the children have been a very important part of that.
Well, I think full time, whatever they did, I was happy and helpful if I could be.
And that has continued throughout your whole life.
Well, it has, and still is.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. In finishing, if you were to have a chat to your young self, what are the three things that you would say or advise or reassure? So looking back at your young self, what are three things that you would tell your young self, knowing that you've lived this life?
I know one thing. You always wanted to work in this.
Oh, yes, I suppose.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I would have dearly loved to work in a shop.
Right.
I was held back from various angles on that one.
By your sisters, yeah.
By my sisters and by one auntie that, because you see, Yvonne, when she married Huey, see, he was a widower and had the three children. And we were approached to go and help him because Yvonne was a godparent to the youngest child, the baby, and he was only 4 months old when we were approached whether we'd come and look after that family.
Right.
I didn't really want that, but that's how life goes.
Yeah. So you tell your young self to actually go and do that, work in the shop, because it would have made you feel...
It was something I would have loved to have done.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a great example.
Yeah.
Of in hindsight and wisdom, to go back to your young self and say, no, go and do that, because that was important.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would have told your young self?
Oh, I don't know really what I could say on that point.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea of going back and thinking, now what would I have told myself, you know, when I was 18 or 19?
I really don't know what to say.
The best of life was going to still be coming.
Well, I suppose that's true, it was.
Yeah. So it sounds like you even though it was a really tough start in many ways with so much loss of the sister and both your parents, you managed to find a good fella.
I did.
And have a happy life together and to create a wonderful family.
We did. That was right, yes.
So when you met Dad for the first time, what did you think?
Well, I suppose I met him when I was working the neighbours on one of the farms in Brinkworth.
Oh, yes.
Because this one, this Mrs. Jeske, which became my mother-in-law, she always invited neighbours over for a meal. And I was working for the one family close by, which they often had meals together. And that would have been the first time I sort of met the whole family, but thought nothing about it. And then I suppose it was when Mary and Judy were babies. I helped my future sister-in-law. She had twins.
Oh, right.
And they were waiting for a girl to come as a permanent maid. And I was approached whether I could come and fill in. And they were only 6 weeks old. No, not even that old. They would have only been a month old. And I helped her with those twins. And I suppose it was from there I could say, well, we sort of started a romance.
So Eric was part of that family.
Yeah.
How long did it take? You told me 6 weeks and you knew you were going to marry him.
I could have. I could have come here, so there was just something about it.
You very quickly knew that this
was the one. And it was the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So very.
So I think then, 55 we got married. We got engaged 54, but we sort of started going out in 1953.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it was a very, very happy
year.
But
sure,
unfortunate.
Yeah,
but I'm sure the resilience is what's made you such a strong.
I suppose,
developing that resilience very young to bounce back from that is something that's quite extraordinary. And it's just lovely that you met someone very, very special.
That's right.
Lovely time.
Yeah.
So thank you, and we'll record this on the website. There we are. So we'll be able to
edit the story
and put some of those lovely little stories together.